This is episode number 2179 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 25th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A different kind of Amanda show could be on the horizon.
Ooh.
Anyone and everyone in the TV industry has been trying to get a hold of Amanda Bynes. Anyone and everyone.
Anyone and everyone?
Anyone, maybe even Tom Hanks. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yep. And probably at least Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, sure.
After the termination of her conservatorship this week in California. So according to her attorney in a statement, while Amanda's being flooded with interview offers, most of which came pouring in over the last 5 days, she's not ready to talk and is laying low for a while.
She's laying low. I figured they'd be like offering her TV acting jobs or documentaries or stuff.
Well, that's who's reaching out too.
Oh, okay.
Several production companies have also reached out to Amanda's team about
Ooh.
Filming documentaries
Ooh.
Or a potential reality show on her life moving forward.
No, that I don't think that's why.
That is the last thing she needs.
We don't need a reality show about Amanda Bynes. I get it now. The
she
Amanda show.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. News agencies are also racing to get an interview with Amanda. Racing. New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Wall Street Journal, Vanity Fair, Elle, CBS's News, Gail King.
Oh, and, not Gail.
And YouTuber Logan Paul are among those who have
Logan Paul's a good YouTuber now. Come on. But no Cosmo? I figured Cosmo would be all over that. What about that?
At the hot time of this story, Cosmo wasn't on the list.
All right.
Now, either it hadn't been reported or they're now on the list.
Okay. All right.
Probably Good Housekeeping is on there, too.
Reader's Digest.
And you know, Reader's Digest. And I'm sure the National Enquirer.
Well, of course. You know what I find amazing is in this entire story about Amanda Bynes. They show a picture of her today, and she looks nothing like she looked when she was a TV actress.
No.
A movie actress. I know she's older. I get that. But her looks have changed. I think it has obviously something to do with the hair. And
the hair color is part of it.
Yeah, the thing in her nose and the
big,
the tattoo
big
on her face.
Nose
Yeah. But it's really weird, and I doubt we're ever going to see her in a cute little dress again.
I
don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't feel like that's that person that's inside that person that we're seeing nowadays.
Well, because she was really cute and bubbly and stuff, and you wonder, is that person still inside her?
I wonder. Because that's really what everybody was, they were attracted to her because she was cute and bubbly, and she was funny, and and now she's just Amanda.
Well, and just Amanda might have all that funny inside her. The rest of us don't get to see it.
Oh, that's
and,
true.
You know,
she might be that funny.
We have no idea.
When she's around
she's
her
like.
Friends.
We have no
does
idea.
Does she have friends?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know if she does. Friends. I'm not. I mean, she's.
She has a boyfriend, fiance, or.
Well, does she? I mean, I heard back and forth about that, too.
Oh, well, there was a picture of them.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
May have been a standard.
Anyway, would you line up to see a documentary about Amanda Bynes? I mean, would you queue up to see it on your TV? It was like, oh, it's coming out on Sunday on 60 Minutes. I don't want to miss that. Would that be you?
I don't do that with anything.
Well, yeah. See, I don't know that I'm not that interested. But anyway.
I would watch it eventually, probably. Well, when it comes to the new men around the Kardashian compound.
Uh-huh.
Compound with a K, naturally.
Of course.
Pete Davidson and Travis Barker, the new men.
Yeah.
You know, Lord Scott Disick has some thoughts.
What? Really? Well,
of course he does.
Why does he get to say so?
He was.
I'm sorry.
Scott has reportedly formed a strong bond with Kim's new boyfriend.
Wow.
And officially welcomed Pete into the family.
He should be careful about that because Kanye is going
to
start threatening him. Yeah.
Into
the
Take
family.
Take care of the family. Now, in fact,
right.
Pete and Scott have hung out several times together and have struck up a fast friendship. I, for one, would be concerned.
I would too.
Kim? No, she thinks it's cute.
It's cute.
It's so cute. Now, however, while Scott might have welcomed Pete with open arms, well, you probably can't say the same thing when it comes to Travis.
No. But, you know, Travis is, you know, boffing the ex. So, I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah. He kind of made his feelings clear.
Scott's like, you know, he's like still. And this is the thing. I mean, not only is he a hanger-on, you know, for whatever he can glean off of the Kardashian name, because, of course, that's why he's there.
Yeah.
But he's kind of that way with this relationship, too.
He never put a ring on it.
And he's been dating women ever since. But it's like,
well, even
if I can't have her, nobody can have her, kind of
exactly.
Thing.
He's been dating women before, during, after.
And after. That's who we should be concerned about, Scott.
Look,
Travis Barker, I don't know nothing about him. He's got some cool tats. He's a drummer for a rock band. That's good. That's good in my book. That's really good in my book.
He has the same expression in every picture.
And I don't care.
Which is not an expression.
It's not an expression. He's expressionless.
That's a good way to put it. He's expressionless.
He's in a band called Blink 182, okay?
Hello. Well, he wears shades, so you can't tell if he's blinking or not. You know, Scott and Travis, they cross paths at the family gatherings.
Oh, you'd
and
imagine,
such,
sure.
But they kind of steer clear of each other.
Well, you know, Scott's, you know, the dad to those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, so he gets to come. That, and he's a co-star on the Kardashian show. That's part of
that.
It, too. So I think Momager likes him.
He knows where his bread's buttered.
He's not leaving. No. They've made Scott Disick a bona fide star, I'm telling you.
And well, of course.
He's not going anywhere. Speaking of tats, you know, this whole big thing about Pete tattooing Kim's name on his chest.
Huh?
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, there was a little thing I saw, and they showed a picture. That's not a tat. That's a brand. He branded her name on his chest.
Wow.
Yikes. That kind of reminds me of Yellowstone. Now you think about it. Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
you got to watch it. Yellowstone. It's
that just that just looks painful.
Yeah,
they did that.
God.
It's like,
oh my God. And Halle Berry is not going to be at the Oscars. I don't think she's going to be at the Oscars Sunday. The Oscars are this Sunday, by the way. I just wanted to point that out. Even though she is an Oscar winner.
But Beyonce is, and you
Beyonce's
love Beyonce.
Not an Oscar winner. I got it.
I know. She's not.
Anyway, we will wrap up the Oscars on Monday when there's more Who Cares. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.